This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sharafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du, my brothers and sisters, Juz 15 begins with Suratul Isra, Surah Bani Israel, which begins the first of its ayat. Is the ayah which mentions Isra wal Mi'raj, which mentions Baytul Maqdis. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect Baytul Maqdis and to free it from occupation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi laylam min al-masjid al-harami ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina innahu huwa as-sami'u al-basir. Allah said, glorified and exalted be He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who took his slave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam for a journey by night from al-Masjid al-Haram in Mecca to al-Masjid al-Aqsa, the furthest mosque in Jerusalem, the neighborhood of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have blessed in order that we may show him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our ayat, our signs and revelations. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-hearer, all-seer. Once again, we do not have the time to dwell into this in any detail, but inshallah, all of these are reminders for us to study the Quran more and learn more. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the same surah, Iqra kitabak kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. It will be said to them on the day of judgment, when the books of records are given in their hands, it will be said to them, read your book. You yourself are sufficient as a reckoner. As somebody to take hisab against you on the day of judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from ourselves. Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, our mother, she said, every person, every human being is an author. He or she is writing their book, and this book will be published on the day of judgment. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. And say, the truth has come and batil, falsehood, has vanished. Surely batil is ever bound to vanish. Just like darkness, it is the nature of darkness to vanish when light comes. So also is the nature of falsehood to vanish when the truth comes. So if you see falsehood increasing, don't blame the falsehood. Blame those who are supposed to bring the light to that place. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, is awal fityatu ilal. Then we come to Surah Al-Kahf. And Surah Al-Kahf has four lessons: test of faith, test of wealth, test of knowledge, and test of power and authority. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began with this, and this is a beautiful dua that the Ashabul Kahf did, and this is a gift that one of my dearest friends, Maulana Yusuf Patel from South Africa, gave me, and I pass this on to all of you. May Allah grant the reward of this to Maulana Yusuf, who gave this gift to me. And this gift is the ayat of Suratul Kahf. Idh awal fityatu ila al-kahfi faqalu, and this is the dua, Rabbana atina min ladunka rahmatan wa hayyi lana min amrina rashada. Oh, remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when the young men fled for refuge from their disbelieving people to the cave, and they said, oh, our Rabb, bestow on us mercy from yourself and facilitate for us our affair in the right way. With this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed their lives. He preserved them for over 300 years, and then brought them back to life. And we have all the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relating to these people in Surah Al-Kahf. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say the same dua for us, so that we may be preserved in our iman and in our yaqeen, and be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment in a way where He is pleased with us in every way. Suratul Kahf, like the whole Quran, but especially this surah, is worthy of a lot of reflection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.